JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
It's summertime and school is out, but do you want to keep your child academically engaged?
Stick around and find out different ways to do just that. And later we look at a Nancy story in our Glimpses of Jamaica feature. This is Roundabout JA. Do stay with us. After the pressures of GSAT, CSEC and other exams, children and parents alike want to enjoy some downtime. And of course, they deserve it.
But while we're having fun, don't forget that the clock is ticking and it will soon be back to school again.
Unfortunately, children who do not remain academically engaged over the summer lose some of the learning they received in the previous school year. Did you know that the summer break is one of the most important and least acknowledged causes of underachievement in schools?
Yes! So here are 5 fun and inexpensive ways you, the parents, can keep us engaged academically for this summer.
Enroll your child in a summer program. Summer programs can fit a wide range of budgets and can be focused on the topic that is of interest to your child.
Take us to places that can be educational. For our family outings, let's visit the park, museum, or zoo. That can provide a low-cost educational opportunity for us.
Incorporate math into your daily activities. You can help keep up your child's math skills by measuring items around the house. At the grocery store, you can add, subtract, or multiply the prices of items. Involving your child while cooking is also a great way to expose them to fractions.
Let us make a movie with our friends using a smartphone or tablet. We can feature characters from a book that we've read or a story that we've written. This way, we can develop critical thinking skills needed for reading and other subjects.
And finally, attend cultural events. With Emancipation Day and Independence Day falling in the middle of the summer break, there are a host of activities across the island related to Jamaica's history and culture. For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 16 years, it will require the help of every Jamaican citizen. Play your part by being a good role model, taking care of the environment, becoming more involved in community affairs, as well as the affairs of the nation. By doing so, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities on the Vision 2030 are put into action as all Jamaicans help to create a country which will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, Kingston Assemblies of Holiness will be having its 30th anniversary charity banquet, Saturday, July 12 at Jamaica Pegasus, 7:30 p.m. Cost is $5,000.
And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
We have to come into our house very early. By 6 o'clock, everybody would be inside. Our grandmother tell us stories about the Bible. And then she give us some Anansi story. Sometimes the Anansi stories make us get afraid. So when we go into our bed now, we scringe up into the corner and cover up our head with the sheet and our feet because we're afraid the Anansi, this Anansi story, she be afraid that the man coming back for us and things like that. You know? So the man, when we get up now, she would say, on a fool like what? Childhood days was joy, joy. Tell my name was Joyce. A. Ricketts Samuels.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35904. And that's it for today's journey Roundabout JA. Join us again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm.
I'm Alicia Boyd.
I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, what good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.